And welcome you to the third hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, upper right. And that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And the recalls are there. If you do any vitamin V3 Omega supplement soft gels, you got to check for the recall going on. Company that makes most of those supplements around the country. It's got a recall going on, so you can check that out. And if you haven't seen a dancing ostrich, you can see that too. All righty then. It is our final hour of this month's healing edition of Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Neuroenergetic Balancing and Rasmussen Reset Sunday. Dr. Nels is here and in the studio with us. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. And we got people waiting on the phone. So how about we head to Manchester, Jason? I sound like a Jason.
Where's that button? It is right Nathan. There.
So Nathan, how about we go to Manchester and welcome Carol. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jason. Hello, Carol.
Okay, yes, my name is Carol. You got that one right.
Yeah, at least I got you right. So what can we help you with, Carol?
Okay, thank you guys for all your wonderful work that you do. Let's see. First, I start with my cat. I was going to start with myself, but since you're doing animals also, I adopted a Velcro kitty. I think you know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's that they're attached to you all the time.
All the time. Like a puppy dog, all the time. And
what's the kitty's name?
His name is Caillou.
Caillou, and what color kitty is he?
He's dark brown with some black. He looks almost like a Maine Coon.
Long-haired, then?
Yes.
And large?
Right.
Okay. And have you had Caillou for a while?
I've had him for about 3 years.
Okay.
They said he was 5 or 6 years old when I got him, so...
So he's a middle-aged guy at this point.
Do the math, yeah, right. But he's a wonderful cat. He's so sweet. He's really sweet.
And it looks like, Dr. Nels, you've got a connection with
Caillou already.
I've got
a connection with Caillou, yes. We're getting some tune-up going already. We're over on the right side of his neck in my classic fight-or-flight point there, but not on the lower body. That one's a little farther forward, side of the rib cage issue, some kind of blockage there, so... We'll just get our energies connected on that and find out if there's more to do. Now, does he have any particular manifestations as far as health issues that you're aware of, Carol?
No.
Okay, great. All right. I like those.
It's just a Velcro kitty.
Yeah.
Now, is it to the point of being, because some people love a Velcro kitty. Some people, it drives them nuts. So do you like the fact that he's a sticky guy or not?
Sometimes, no, I don't.
Yeah, one of the challenges that we all have as we get older is that these Velcro animals sometimes get under feet. And, mm-hmm. The older we get, the less we appreciate falling.
And that's the truth.
So, that's kind of, to me, the major hazard of these animals that so much like to stick with you is... You turn around suddenly to change your direction, and they're not, they're not on your page, and then they're on your foot.
Yeah, he's also a cat, a lap sitter, but that's okay because he just does that in the morning when I'm sitting there drinking my coffee. So I let him, do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, at our house, we've got two cats in the main house and one out in my office, and they're all lap kitties, and my two dogs as well. They would prefer to be lap dogs. So you
can have a real animal pile.
When we sit in the evening to watch a video or something, we've got sometimes two dogs and a cat. Sometimes both. I mean, there might be a cat up on the back of the couch as well. So,
yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Real family piling.
Yeah,
pile on. Huh?
Yeah. All right, so I've got a real good reset here. Good strong pulses. Let's see if there's anything else I need to do here. Well, actually, that seems to be the energetic imbalance I need to do with Caillou directly. Now, it's possible, since you were thinking about yourself as well, Carol, that. Your energy is part of this situation, too. So let's see what we can find here. All right. So what I'm getting is that I should have you focus on some situation in your life that's a big deal that you think about a lot. Can you do that?
Okay.
All right. And that opens the door. All right. And, okay, this brings up the powerlessness vibration.
Wow, again.
Yeah, it's really common. A lot of people have had intense moments where they've just felt totally powerless.
Yeah.
Right. So I find it quite a bit. So let's see what we do with that. Okay, and what we're going to do in your case is we're going to replace that powerlessness with the vibration of the feeling of being contented. So just focus on the word contented and imagine what it feels like to feel contented. All right. And with your eyes closed, I want you to look down to the left. And you're going to take a breath in and hold your breath as long as you can, focusing on the word contented and the number six.
So, Carol, you got your eyes closed. Excuse me. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the left. You're taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can. Let it out and replace that breath when you need to, all the while thinking contented. And the number six, contented six.
All right. And these pulses came in really fast. So these are now synchronized, and you can breathe normally, Carol. And I want you to refocus. You can have your eyes open as well. Refocus on that thing that's on your mind a lot, the situation. It's got your mind going. Okay. And that is not reactive. I'm getting a message. There's something else I need to do here.
Mm.
Okay, I need to connect a couple of points, energy points. One is just above your left eyebrow, almost on the center of your forehead, but slightly to the left of center. And the other one is way down, just kind of above your right groin, your lower abdomen area. So I'm connecting those two points. And just got to get the energy balancing between there. It feels more like a chakra energy balancing type of thing. So like your third eye and your root chakra needing to get balanced here.
Huh.
There we go. They just came in to balance. All right. So we had to shift a couple of things for you, Carol, but that looks like that's got cleaned up for you.
All right.
Well, great. Yeah, I could feel that in my third eye there. Well, really the reason I basically called in was that somehow all of a sudden, for I don't know what reason, I woke up, I was fine, and then in the morning I woke up and my left thumb was dislocated.
Wow.
Well,
must have had some wild dreams, I guess.
Wow, how would you really dislocate a thumb while you're sleeping?
Well, yeah, and the question is, yeah, did you physically dislocate it in your sleep, or did you energetically dislocate it?
I must have energetically, because when I woke up, the whatever you call that, near your thumbnail, that joint.
Yeah.
That's the only part that was dislocated, and that was about a month ago, and it hasn't gotten any better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, interesting.
I've
heard from other practitioners that on occasion a person will have something that totally goes out of alignment for no reason at all. One of them was, most people don't know what the xiphoid process is, but down at the tip of your sternum, there's a little tiny thing that hangs down there, and a person who had that, where it just one day it's just sort of popped out and was like sticking straight out, and they had this weird funny bump on the center of their lower chest, right about where the solar plexus is. And when they got their energy realigned, it very shortly thereafter just went back like it never had a problem. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
that's
we can hope that your energy.
Well, this will be interesting to see what happens with your thumb now after, since Dr. Nels has reset you now and to see if that goes back to
right. And
normal.
The thing is that when we do this energy balancing, it's usually not on the spot where a person would complain about. It's somewhere else where we actually have to do the work. And the spot that people are complaining about is essentially where the energy takes flight out of the body. If you took a picture, you would see this, you know, like a little lightning bolt shooting out there. And so when we rebalance the body, it no longer needs to go shooting out there. It comes back in where it belongs. And so that's what we're we're doing. So, in essence, whether you think about, you know, your thumb being dislocated or something else, it's the energy that needs to move, and it could be related to what you're feeling in your thumb, or you would never know that it was related because it was an event early in your life. I mean, it's just really strange how these energy things work.
Or a past life, maybe.
Or even a past life,
Yeah, we do have those.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So Carol, anything else you need help with?
Well, I don't need help, but I just wanted to make a comment to you, Martha.
Yeah.
This summer, I put up a hummingbird feeder.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's great. Everything was going along fine for quite a while. And I do have squirrels in the backyard. And one day I noticed a squirrel was hanging upside down and drinking the hummingbird liquid.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's like, hey, get away from there.
Well, then, now that's amazing, because, you know, I have lots of feeders, and I'm right close to my house where squirrels wouldn't mess with, I think. In the nicer weather, I have them out farther in the back, and I have two kinds of squirrels. I have the little native Douglas squirrels, you know, the little guys, are there year-round.
Yeah.
The gray squirrels... I see when the maple tree, you know, gets lots of maple seeds on it, and they'll come do the seeds. I just saw, and one of the gray ones was in the yard earlier this week, picking up stray maple seeds. But I have never seen, you know, squirrels messing with the hummingbird feeders.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that the ones I put out further away from the house, back by the trees, I have to make sure that I fill the ant moats, you know, with the water in the middle of them. Because otherwise the ants, ants have radar, I swear, for anything. And they'll smell it or find it, or somehow they sense it. But how they know that there's sugar hanging up in the air somewhere and they climb, you know, those posts, the shepherd hooks, and down in, and the first one I put out there, I didn't even know what an ant moat was for, so I didn't put any water in it, you know, and I put the feeder out. I went out the next day, and oh my God, I felt horrible. I think I had wiped out a whole nest of ants, you know, the little bitty ones. I mean, that was because the thing was full of ants, and I was like, I didn't even think it. I didn't. Anyway, so now I make sure the ant moats are full. But last year I had to deal with some hornets and wasps but never squirrels. So I wonder if any of the rest of you had squirrels raid your hummingbird feeders, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. The thought that came to my mind is if the fluid had been out there for very long, it might have fermented a little and they'd be getting a little...
tipsy off the drunk squirrels in the backyard.
Seen drunk raccoons at my house before.
Oh, wow. And for regular bird feeders for seeds and stuff, you know, they make those hood things you can put over them so the squirrels can't get to them. I don't know if they have a design for a squirrel hood for a hummingbird feeder, for crying out loud.
I have to check it or get a different type of feeder.
Yeah, yeah.
Different shape or something that they can't, you know, hang on to.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I never even thought that would be a problem, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
so what kind of hummingbird feeders do you have?
Just the ones that are about 5 inches and, you know, red. But I do see that they can get right into it. There's no cover over the little slots that they feed from. It's not like it's just all right there at the bottom of the feeder, you know, at the bottom around the feeder, so they can easily just pop in there, like
so it might need a different design or move that feeder closer to the house or something where they can't get to it. All right, well, thanks for letting us know.
You're welcome.
And good luck with the squirrel issue. And if you figure out a way to solve it, let me know.
Oh, I will. Okay, thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we need to take care of advertisers, but have we got phone waiting?
One at the moment, and that'll be Diane from Bellevue.
All righty. Have we tried Leon, but not getting a hold of him?
Yeah, left him a message. He didn't pick up, so told him to call if he wanted to.
Now, I just saw them yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't answer the phone.
And he was so excited about this. He was very eager.
Didn't spring forward, maybe. Maybe he's still...
Well, I reminded them of that before I left. But I also... This was just the cutest little, like, it was like a miniature cattle dog. But, I mean, she's a rescue, so nobody knows what, but she was like, she's like a miniature cattle dog. And talk about out of control. They haven't had her for very long. They got her first in January, rescued from Humane Society. She's like 2.5, I think. But completely out of control. I mean, you know, cattle dogs can be, you know, the Einsteins, but this dog just off the walls and barking and jumping and anyway, you know, the Einsteins and these herding dogs, especially these cattle dogs, are just some of my favorites to work with. Because rarely do I get a ringer that's really messed up. You know, they're just so powerful, and their energy is so strong, and the herding genetics are so powerful, and they're so smart. And then you combine that one. This one is like cute, you know, little and just cute. Anyway, so the dog spoiled you rotten. Has no clue that the humans are in charge. So what happens with these dogs is they end up full of anxiety and really neurotic. And the less leadership they get, the more neurotic they become. And because they think they have to be in charge of everything and control everything to survive. Well, when Aunt Martha comes in, I like rip the rug right out from underneath them, and I take the power instantly and take over. And it's amazing what happens with these dogs. But we had one of those miraculous transformations where, boy, did she tune in. And, you know, you can see, and she's, it's like, oh, my God, I understand what you want. I understand what this is all about. Oh, I can be good? You mean I'm not always bad? You mean it's good to do this? I'll do it more. Oh, it's good to do this? I'll do it more. I'll do that. I'll do that. What more else can I do? And she's like, oh my, how can I serve you? What can I? Anyway, the dog, she was just delightful to work with and a major turnaround. So it's possible that there's been such a miraculous turnaround that all of a sudden doing some healing work on the air is not a big priority.
Yeah. Right.
Or, you know, whatever. But hopefully we may hear from them. So anyway, all right, now I've just talked our way into being overtime again. So how about we take care of our advertisers, and then we will get back to phone caller. And if anybody else out there, if you'd like treatment for yourself or your animal friends or both, pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And stay right where you are, because Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they've got the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, and the Yoga Hall, and the community in Linwood, and the Ananda Farms up on Kameno Island. And you can find out about all the great events and services and classes going on by going to AnandaWashington.org or AnandaWa.org works. And if you want to know what's going on up at the Ananda Farms on Kameno, because, you know, the season is underway and stuff is happening, you can go to Ananda Farms with an S, AnandaFarms.com. All righty then. And, of course, yeah, we heard from Dr. Nels again, so... you can, if you're interested in working with Dr. Nels, and Dr. Nels, as you said, you still work on humans. You
yes,
always
I
have.
Do.
Your focus is probably more animals than humans.
Well, I do that. Basically, there's just not that many people doing something this important for the animals.
Yeah.
So I focus my promotion on that avenue, but so many people who have animals with problems also have issues they'd love to have solved for themselves. So I work with a lot of people in that case and usually offer them a really attractive package deal in that case. And then just some people just would prefer to have me work with them. They don't even have pets. They just want help.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing how this work does help, you know, humans as well as animals, but especially... I mean, this is, you know, given me tools in my toolbox that I never had before, that it's allowing me to help animals that we really couldn't do a lot for. But especially this, the nervous system stuck and the fight flight mechanism and being stuck and so forth. That is just so huge to have been able to add that to when I, you know, it can be, you know, and we've had very specific cases where we know it's a very specific trauma that started the problem. And then, wow.
Yeah.
It's there. So anyway, if you are interested in connecting with Dr. Nels, he likes you to go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com. He still always does a free phone evaluation, and he's real honest and can usually, you know, have a clue if he can help or not. And, you know, if it's something he doesn't have any experience with or doesn't know, he'll let you know that. So you just go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out the form, say you want to talk, and you'll arrange a phone call to speak with them. All righty then. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers, and I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So, Nathan, we are heading back to the phones.
And we got to start moving these along quickly because we have currently three callers in our lines.
So it didn't slow down here.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we going?
We'll be starting that off with Diane in Bellevue. Welcome back to Animal World, Diane. You're live on the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Martha.
And I haven't called you yet, Martha, about the AFib tips, because you've been sick and I was waiting for you to get better.
Well, I'm still don't have my full energy and stamina back 100%, but I'm so much better and it's better every day. So, I look forward to chatting with you.
Okay.
All right. So you want a tune up from Dr. Nels?
Yeah, tune up from Dr. Nels. He was kind enough to gift me with a session on the 2nd.
Oh, how wonderful.
And after that, I just want to say my breathing is better.
Yay!
My heart rate is back where it should be.
Yay!
For 3 days in a row, so it was wonderful. I needed that.
Yeah, all right.
So let's make sure she's still in balance here, Dr. Nels.
Right,
we need to
absolutely.
Tune her up again.
And well, I think the kitties are okay. I'm not sure about them. But.
Okay, well, let's focus on you for the moment, and then I'll do a sweep and see what else.
See who else is there.
All right. So, Diane, I want you to think about, whatever the big thing going on in your life that you think a lot about is. And, whatever comes to mind first. You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Yep, that's reactive.
Open the door.
All right, and this also brings up that vibration of powerlessness.
That seems to be our theme for the day.
And this one, I just went back to kind of check. I was sort of directed that this is back when you were 8 years old is when this pattern started. So, we're dealing with a lot of stuff here. So let's see what we do with this. And we are going to replace this feeling of powerlessness with harmony. So I think we did that earlier, same thing.
Harmony.
Anyway, so focus on harmony.
But that was after depression.
Oh, okay. Okay, and with your eyes closed, Diane, look down to the right and do the slow, controlled breathing, nice and slow and deep with a pause at each end of your breath. And while you're doing that, you're going to focus on harmony and the number 7.
All right, Diane, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the right. You're doing slow, controlled breathing, deep in and out, pause at each breath, all the time thinking harmony, and the number 7. Harmony 7.
Getting good, strong pulses here, and they're coming into synchronization right now. There we are. Boom. Okay. You can breathe normally and eyes open. And so focus again on that issue that's on your mind a lot. Okay. That is not reactive. Let me just check on something else here. Okay. There is a little bit of a energy connection I need to make on your right upper thigh, just below your hip, and your right side of your neck. So I'm going to connect those two points. And why don't you just take a breath and hold it for a moment, Diane? That usually helps speed this process of connection up. And we're getting good, strong pulses coming in already. Slowing down. Boom. Okay, you can breathe normally again. All right. There we go. We got those two handled, and that looks really good. So let me just check in on the cats here. Okay. Theo and Whiskers, right?
Yeah.
Theo and Whiskers.
I was going to say, Theo and Whiskers, that's our boys.
Okay. They're perfectly content to take a back seat today.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, that's good news.
Yeah. Well, so good to hear from you, Diane. And I'm glad that Nell's work is helping and that you're feeling better. So that's great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you all very much for all your help.
All right.
All righty.
And look in the environment for harmony. Wherever you see it, focus
look for harmony.
On harmony.
Look for
look
harmony.
For harmony. All right. Great.
All right. So now we're in the last half hour of the show, and we're on. We got to stay focused and speed. You know that's not my strong suit. But so we've got full phone lines, and that's unusual. Usually we've taken care of everybody by now. So now we got a cruise. So Nathan, where are we going?
Our next caller is going to be a familiar voice to the show. Natasha Venter. We'll be hearing from her next week, but it looks like she needs a little bit of treatment today. So let's go ahead and welcome Natasha Venter
well, good
to
morning.
Animal World.
Hey, Natasha.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. So, well, you're calling in for some Dr. Nell's help, huh?
Yes, I am. I had a life-altering experience on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and I just know that my body
you
has
personally
that it needs to.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I'm picking up that what we need to focus on is whatever that physical issue is that has you most concerned. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. And
no, that opened the door.
All right. Interesting. We're just on a powerlessness kick here. Oh. So that vibration is...
it continues here. Okay.
So let's see what we do with that here. All right. And this time we're going to replace it with truthful. And this is about the stories we tell ourselves. And particularly if we tell ourselves a story that relates to the vibration of powerlessness, it is time to tell a different story that none of us are ever truly powerless. So, but all you have to do is focus on the word truthful, and that will sort that out, Natasha. So focus on that word for a moment. All right. And with your eyes closed, you'll be looking straight down towards your heart. And you're going to do that slow, controlled breathing, pausing at each end of your breath, focusing on truthful and the number 7.
So, Natasha, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking down towards your heart. You're doing slow, deep breathing with the top of the pause at the top and the bottom of your breaths, all the time thinking truthful. And the number 7, truthful 7.
And we are getting good, strong, slow pulses, and they are synchronized. So, Natasha, you can breathe normally, eyes open, and focus again on that physical issue you were focused on. Okay, that is not reactive. All right, we need to do a little reset, similar to what I just did with Diane here, right side upper thigh and right side sort of the middle of the neck. And just take a breath, Natasha. Hold your breath, and I'll be synchronizing these pulses, getting the energy moving through that right side. All right, got strong pulses coming in. Boom. Boom. All right. Those are synchronized, so you can breathe normally. Okay, that's what we needed to do to really get the energy moving like it should again, Natasha.
Thank you. I felt, I just felt like there was something that was just getting a little bit of a hiccup, so I thank you for clearing that out for me. I appreciate you so much because I was doing my healing work, but there was something that I couldn't reach, so I appreciate that.
Well, you know, Nels is always really good for that kind of stuff.
Any of us at any time could use help from somebody else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm so glad you called in, and you said life-altering, Natasha, but are you going to be able to join us next week?
I totally am.
Fabulous.
Am.
All right.
It's a moment, not my life.
Okay, so excellent. Okay, fabulous. Well, I'm glad you called in, and we'll talk during the week, and I look forward to seeing you on the show next week.
Blessings, and thank you again, Nels. I appreciate you so much. And,
you're welcome.
And we will be talking next week.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you, too. Bye now.
All righty, we need to take care of advertisers. We'll do that quickly, and then we'll get back to our remaining callers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More calls for Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, the New Pro Nuggets. Cats really, really love them. And the dog supplement and for their skin and hair coat and hips and joints, really fabulous. And Dasha has her dog on it. Nathan, you've got your girl on it. And anyway, you can check them out at newprosupplements.com. And if you can't find the products in your pet store, you can get them on Amazon. All righty then, let's see. We are going right back to the phones. Dr. Nels is here, and we want to make sure we get everybody in for the top of the hour. I do have a, I can do a quick current events, but the bottom line is there's nothing new on current events, so that's the good news. You've heard about everything, and it's all up on MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events if we don't get to a lot of detail there. Alrighty then, let's head to Seattle and Francis. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And do I understand you're a first time caller?
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining the family. How long have you been listening, or did you just?
I used to listen to you quite a bit, and then my life just got really busy and I forgot about it, and I was driving home and had you on the radio, and I thought, oh wow, this is cool, I should call in. So,
well, I'm glad you found us again. Welcome back to the family. So Francis, I'm turning you over to Dr. Nels. How can he help you?
Yes, what can I do for you, Francis?
Well, I have a 2-year-old miniature labradoodle who's a great dog, and she's pretty well behaved. I have one health issue and one behavioral, so I don't know which.
What's her name?
Her name is Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe, okay. And about 2-year-old mini labradoodle. Briefly, what's going on with her?
So she has these environmental allergies, and where she wants to lick her bottom, and I took her to a specialist, and we're going through the desensitization process with shots that I give her twice a week.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, so I just wondered if you had some other advice.
Oh, I have a ton.
okay.
But we don't have time to do that today. Okay. However, next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk With Your Animals with Natasha. So Nels will work on Zoe and do what he can, and you can tell us about what the other thing is, behavior with her. And then for my part of all of that, you're going to need to call again next week when we have time to talk about that stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That's
okay,
great.
So what else is going on with Zoe?
So she's pretty good, you know, actually very, very easy dog. But she just started doing this thing where I'm walking her and she's walking along well and we see another dog. And randomly, some dog she just starts barking at. Other dogs, she never does. But I don't know why she's doing this. It always kind of catches me off guard. And I was just wondering if this is something you've seen before. Or
oh, see it all the time.
Okay.
And always different variations on the theme, but reactive dogs on leash is pretty much a constant thing that I'm dealing with. So absolutely have answers and know what to do about it. Once again, I can talk you through a lot of that next week on the air.
Okay.
And it'll be interesting to see, because if this is something relatively new with her and it's not happening with every dog, it could be a nervous system issue with some experience she had with a certain kind of dog or an energy or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see if the work that Dr. Nels does on Zoe today, if you notice any kind of difference during the week, you know, when you go walking and so forth. So make sure you pay attention to that. So when you can call in next week and let me know, did a treatment with Dr. Nels make any difference with some of this stuff?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So Nels is tuned in. Looks like you have a connection with Zoe.
Right. I've been doing a couple of things with Zoe. I connected. The first pair was right up behind her right ear, connected way down on her right hip. There was a, I guess you might call it kind of a global reset the whole body sort of a thing. So got that energy connected. And now I'm a little more into, well, actually, it's almost like the right shoulder area. So in front of the shoulder and in back of the shoulder, there's two points that I'm working on. And I've got those synchronized. Okay. Oh, we get to do the good dog points.
Uh-huh.
All right. So there's a couple right on the head here that are connecting. And what I like to do is touch these. And you can do this too, by the way, Francis, is you put your fingers kind of behind the eyes on the side of the head. There's these little depressions that your fingertip fits neatly into.
Yeah, they're little like little holes there.
And you just touch with a finger on either side of the head, one in each of those, and you just look them in the eye and say, "You're such a good dog." And it helps put it right into their frontal lobes where they feel really good about themselves. Yeah. So anyway, there we go. I've got that set that is working. And that's what we needed to do with her to get her reset. So we got some balancing going there, and it sounds like you're going to get a lot of good stuff next week.
The allergy stuff, I'll give you my take on all of that, and the behavior stuff, we can do that too. But can you tune in? Does it feel like Francis needs any work?
I'm not picking up any big major issues there. So
you're feeling okay, Francis? And are we good with just treating Zoe today?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, so do plan to call in next week.
Okay.
Now, if possible, you know, call in the 10 o'clock hour rather than 11 o'clock, just because the earlier in the show you call in, the more time we have to fruit around and talk to you about all this stuff. And what you're dealing with on both of those levels could involve lots of conversation. There's lots of information to share. So the earlier, the better, once we get officially started and open the lines, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Glad you found
us
again. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Now I think our last caller of the show, we're going to head back to Bothell. And welcome, Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sue.
I'd like a reset on my two cats. Zoe's a brown tabby with the kinky tail. She was the one that had the hot spots.
Uh-huh.
And Jody Joy is a small brown tabby with white.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
All righty.
So we have a Zoe day today. We got two in a row here.
Two Zoes in a row. All right. So let's see here. Which do we want to do first? It looks like Zoe's first. Okay. We're going to go down to right in front of the right shoulder. This one. And okay. This is basically a kind of a classic fight or flight reset. We'll get that going on. The last rib on the right as well. And it's really interesting when I do this work, whether it's in person or remote, but remotely interesting to me because when I virtually, or you might say imaginatively, touch a point on the body, sometimes I get the sense that there's quite a touchy spot there. And if I was in person, they would really notice it. They'd either look around at me or there'd be a big flinch. The body would flinch a lot. And that was a sensation I got on this one near the rib here. Okay, now we're getting a good reset on that. So let's see what else we've got here. Okay, well, this is a little different head point. The behind the left ear on the back of the head and the right just behind the eye socket in that little depression we talked about a moment ago. It's just a kind of a good general energy balancing for the brain. Getting some nice pulses coming in here. Let me see if there's any vibration. Okay, the one that seems to be dominant here is the vibration of peace.
Oh.
So when you're talking to your cat, Sue, you might just remember to say peace. Use the word peace a bit.
Okay.
Help them get that peace vibration.
Peace.
Okay, that one is reset. All right, now we can move on to Joni Joy. That's how you say that?
Jody Joy.
Okay.
JJ.
JJ.
JJ. Sounds good.
All right, let's see here. Sure, a lot of work on the right side today. I don't know if it's me or them. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm doing. So, okay, this one is not quite behind the ear, but pretty high up on the right side of the neck. And the other one is just in front of that last rib, the next to the last rib. That also feels pretty goosey as well right there.
Interesting when you bring up the fact that, you know, working on the right side, and that's unusual, a lot of that going on. And just what's popping into my mind is, of course, you know, I teach what I call the human-to-animal transference, and our animals pick up and process what's going on with their humans. Well, I'd say the right side of the body is the male energy. You know, left side's female, right side's male. And now it switches for the brain. But it's real interesting if I look at, you know, animals processing the human stuff. It's the male energy on the planet right now that's really out of whack.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. You know, because we're trying to get in balance with the female and all of that. And anyway, that's what's really out of whack. So when it just popped in, it's like, that's not unusual because that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that kind of makes sense.
It does indeed. Okay, I've got a couple more on the right side here.
Straighten out the boys.
Yeah. So we're going to connect a couple more points here. And now, have the cats been having any particular problems, or are you just being proactive here, Sue?
Proactive for Jody Joy, and Zoe looked like she might have been starting to limp a little, and I wanted to make sure her energy was good so she wouldn't start the hot spot thing again.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, I just finished that reset there on Jody Joy.
Wonderful.
Okay, it looks like we got that handled. All right.
So, all right.
We have like 2-3 minutes, right?
Yep.
Let me just check into Sue here real quick. Actually, Sue, I think we can let you slide. Just focus on that vibration of peace, because that came up as if you focus on it for you and you look for peace, it'll help translate that to your cats as well.
Now, I wonder, I don't know, I might be just be making this up, but kind of what popped in my mind, because I was kind of thinking Linda energy, that one of the phrasing she uses for an affirmation is one that she gave me personally, is I embrace the feeling of calm. Well, what about we embrace the feeling of peace?
Absolutely.
So that would work? So yeah. Sue
gave me that one last time.
Oh.
Did
well,
you? Well, hell.
There we go. No wonder that came up.
Yep, so I'm doing it a little bit, and I'll just do it some more.
And do it for we, not I. Okay, do it for all you and the kitties, okay?
Perfect, yeah.
All righty.
Okay,
perfect.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World, and y'all have a great day, okay?
You too.
All Bye-bye. Right, thanks, Sue. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, phew. It's kind of like, well, we picked up the phones, and that's what we did. So great job.
Yeah,
and thank you so much, Dr. Nels. You really covered the bases so well. And that's we told Linda, well, Nels and I, we did the show for years together. We'll just go back to doing it the way we always have. And it flowed really beautifully. So
yes.
That's great.
And give Stacy some extra credit, too.
Well, yes, yeah. Stacy, thanks for tap dancing.
Ooh, that was a little...
the phone.
And Nathan gave me extra work, too, with that. So we had it going...
Well, that's right, because we've got one bad phone line that gets static on it, and so we have to Stacy has to move the phones around to make sure we have them on the good lines. So anyway, we are off today, and remember, you needed to spring forward, so straighten out your clocks if you didn't. You've got the Oscars this afternoon. It's live in our area from 5 to 8 if you care. Otherwise, take care, and... know that next week is the third Sunday, so it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So be here for us and plan to call in with your questions for either one of us or a personal reading with Natasha. Dr. Nels, thank you so much for your great healing work today. Really appreciate it. If you guys want to be in touch with Dr. Nels, if you want to work with him privately, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link. Fill it up. Fill it out. Tell him you want to talk. He always does a free telephone evaluation. All righty. Stacy, thank you. Nathan, thank you. And take a nap with me this afternoon. As always, I leave you with... Animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.